I'm Chevy, and today on The Daily Shed, we discuss photography. Hello, friends. Welcome to The Shed. It's Tuesday. And today, as I sat at work trying to come up with a topic for discussion today, I couldn't really think of much other than the camera and the issues that I had with yesterday's episode. For those of you that are joining from the podcast, first of all, thank you for allowing me to invade your gray matter every day. And those of you on YouTube also, thank you so much for being here with me every day and allowing... my drink just farted. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your day every day and coming back and participating, because that means the world to me. So if you're on the podcast, you probably didn't recognize it, but yesterday I had a whole bunch of issues with focus on the camera as well as a little bit of lighting problems. And today, I hope I've corrected this. Now, when I was a kid, a child, we didn't have digital photography yet. I mean, we kind of did, if you count like really, really bad digital photography. But anything high-grade professional digital photography was way too expensive for the normal person. So I was really big into photography, basically at the dawn of the internet. And somebody in... I don't remember where it was, I don't remember who it was, but at some point in time, somebody gifted me a camera because I had mentioned that I was taking photography in high school, I was really interested in it, I couldn't afford the equipment, and somebody was like, I have a camera laying around, you can have it. So they mailed me this Canon EOS Rebel, I don't remember what model it was. It was awesome. I also had another Rebel that I had gotten for like a Christmas present or a birthday present or something like that. So photography for me as a teen was like, it was a great way of expressing myself. And I think even when I first got married, which was in 2003, sorry, 13 years, 2003 is when I got married, I was still carrying my camera, my 35 millimeter camera around everywhere I went. I took that thing everywhere and I shot a ton of 35 millimeter pictures. And I in my junk drawer upstairs, everybody has a junk drawer, right? Like that's a normal thing. I'm not, tell me if you have a junk drawer and what's in your junk drawer. I think everybody has a junk drawer. I have like four or five rolls of undeveloped 35 millimeter film. I should get them developed just to see what's there, because I'm actually honestly curious. So I have a bit of a background in photography. I was never in it to any serious degree, but like I've told you before on the show, I have always been a collector of skills. I am a learner. It's my favorite thing in the world. Well, besides helping people and learning, those are like my two favorite things in the world. So I've always collected skills, and photography was one of my passions as a child. So when it came time to upgrade from the PowerShot, it was no question for me that I wanted to get a DSLR or equivalent style camera. The thing was, DSLRs are expensive for a good one, but they provide the best camera sensor. So I didn't get a DSLR. This camera looks like a DSLR, and if you saw the thing, it's got a lens and all that stuff, but it is a mirrorless camera, which means instead of having a mirror and a viewfinder which bounces the light, and when you click the shutter, the mirror drops so that the light can hit the film or the sensor, this doesn't have that. This works just like any other digital camera. Light hits directly on the sensor, and you either have an electronic viewfinder, which basically replicates the old school way, or you shoot in live view, which is a screen which is what I'm doing right now. So I picked this camera because it's not huge. I can carry it around easily. It has that large DSLR sensor, which is really important for capturing good light, taking good quality pictures, as well as video. And I didn't have to pay $1,000 for the camera. It was only, you know, it's like $450 if you don't get the lens. So, all of that is to say, I am now in the process of relearning everything. Took a lot of really great photographs when I was a kid. I think I got a couple published in some magazines, which was awesome. I used to carry around some of my photographs in my wallet. Jamie reminds me often that I used to carry this picture of poop that I took in black and white. I remember it. I don't know why I carried it. I was a weird kid. But I've always been into photography, so now I have a decent quality photography style camera that I'm using to shoot this show, which means that yesterday I screwed up because I tried to run this camera like a little point and shoot. And for you, for those of you who are not photographically inclined, this little camera has a tiny sensor and a tiny aperture. The aperture is basically how big of a hole light can pass through. And the bigger that aperture, or the smaller that aperture, the bigger the number, the smaller the hole, the larger range of focus you can get. So right now I should be in focus. I hope I'm in focus. My glass is in focus, and maybe even the wall behind me, because I have my camera's aperture turned down to 5.6 right now. It's at 5.6. So I turned this camera on auto and tried to shoot that way, and it didn't work because of the way that the DSLR or that particular sensor attempts to find focus. It was trying to focus here, trying to focus here. If I moved my hand, it's a contrast-based focus, so if my hand, if I covered up more of this black, the contrasting area would be smaller, and so it was a mess, and the thing zoomed in and out, and I think I have it fixed. And the way I fixed it was, I'm just shooting in full manual right now. Also, I added a big light. Let me take a video of the light so you can see it. I added a huge light to the set. I guess it's a set, huh? I added this big thing. That is a 1100 lumen equivalent 65K light. So here's camera. Here's light. That's fill light. That's my key light right over my head. Or my hair light. So that's what gives me the glow. Makes me look all pretty and stand out. So I added this massive light up here, and the reason is that light allowed me to turn down my aperture, turn up my aperture. I don't know. It allowed me to go to a larger aperture number, which is a smaller aperture hole, which means I have a better range of focus. Then, not knowing what else to do because I don't have an actor and I don't have a director of photography, I made myself this little bad boy. This is a focus board, I guess. There's probably a term for it. This basically takes place of me when I'm behind the camera so that I can focus on this shooting target, because it's what I had printed out. I can focus on this and make sure that this plane is in focus. So when I sit here, that is roughly where my head is, and I should be in focus. And because I added the extra light, because I turned down my shutter speed and I shrunk that aperture down, I should have a decent focus plane from like here to here. So anywhere I move in here, I should stay roughly in focus. I hope it's working. That is your crash course on the differences between, say, the camera and your phone and what I'm looking at right now. You know, the camera and your phone essentially has like an infinity focus because it's such a small little hole. So you can take very large depths of field where I'm sitting in a fairly small area. Yeah. So shooting in full manual. I hope it looks better. I want to thank everybody who left me comments yesterday suggesting things. I had an amazing guy show up today who really was like, you could do this, this, and this and really improve the quality. I think your name was Jason. God, I might be wrong, but I know you're from the UK, and I watched a few of your videos with the ducks and stuff. Thank you so much for the help. You're the reason I literally went and bought this on the way home, because I don't have time to wait for a panel light to show up. I probably will go to LED eventually. This is fluorescent, and it's quite a bit brighter than these lights. These lights are a little bit warm, so I want to replace these with a more of a daylight bulb. Anyway, thank you so much for helping me point out all of my photography flaws. I'm learning, though, and we are going to get better, because that's what this is all about. And you guys are helping me, and that's amazing. You know what else helps me? Liking, commenting, subscribing, sharing. I can't make that sign. Sharing, 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 sharing. Like, comment, subscribe, share. All those things help me move up the ranks in Google's algorithm so we can get more friends into the shed to chat with us in the comments, because I'm all about chatting with you guys. If you haven't noticed, I typically respond within minutes, unless I'm asleep. Because I have the YouTube Creator Control Center, or I forget what it's called, on my phone. I get notified and I can immediately respond. It's awesome. So I like talking to people. The more people I can get in here, the better. So, and on top of that, don't forget, I have postcards and I want pen pals. So please send me a letter. You can find my contact information at thedailyshed.com/contact, dailyshedshot.com/contact, or you can click on the About button, which should be up there somewhere, and my address is there as well. Send me a letter. Let me know, you know, where you're from, what you think, and I'll send you a postcard, because I like talking to people all over the world. That's it for today. That's it. That's all I got. Tomorrow is Workshop Wednesday. I have not picked a topic yet, so if you have something that you want me to cover, workshop-related, auto, vehicle, tools, motorcycles, lawnmowers, whatever you want covered, leave that in the comments below. Let me know what you think of the new look with the new lighting and the new manual settings. Let me know if I did it wrong or how I can improve. And if you know anything about photography, let's talk about that in the comments below. Thank you guys for stopping by. I love all of you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Doc, wait. I want to ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from enchantedlearning.com. Who was the first American president to actually live in the White House? The presidents and the White House. The first U.S. president to live in the White House was John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. Adams and his family moved to the White House in 1800. I can't think of anything funny to say about that.